877-087-0879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255.
Viewpoint with Chuck Christmeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church, declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host and guests and are not necessarily those of the Information Radio Network, its affiliates, stations, or advertisers.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need reminds of the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guest, and this evening our guest is Dr. Jerome Corsi, who, of course, a prolific writer, writes for WorldNet Daily, has written a book, a number of books we carry, Minuteman, and certainly the other one is The Late Great USA. But, of course, he really is one of our major sources of information on the Security and Prosperity Partnership, this plan to merge North America, Canada, United States, and Mexico into a North American Union. Now, why would anybody want to do that? Well, you have to understand that there are people who hate America, who hate individual sovereignty. We call them globalists. They want to bring about a world government, and the process, their master plan is being carried out, first of all, to create a European Union, then a North American Union, South American Union, African Union, Asian Union, and the Arab states into a union with Israel and Palestine. They're going according to a master plan, but they cannot let the American people know because most Americans love our country. Most Americans don't want to give up our sovereignty and our guarantees of freedom under God. But there is a subversive element, and nobody wants to call them subversive, but they are. We're working at the upper echelons of our government and within the media to conceal the truth from the American people. And without further ado, let's get to Dr. Jerome Corsi. Dr. Corsi, thanks very much for being with us again tonight.
Great pleasure to be, an honor to be with you again. Thank you.
Why don't you just pick up the story and tell us what the latest things are that are taking place?
Well, Dr. Stan, I've been following and been very disappointed by Jim Gilchrist endorsing Mike Huckabee. You know, I wrote with Jim Gilchrist the book, Minuteman, the Battle to Secure America's Borders, and I have admired and worked with Jim as one of the great leaders of the Minuteman movement. And to see him endorse Mike Huckabee, I think, was a major disappointment. I've been researching Mike Huckabee, and as you recall, Dr. Stan, you know, I published three articles in WorldNet Daily that Mike Huckabee, when he was governor of Arkansas, brought a Mexican consulate office to Little Rock and paid for it with Arkansas funds. I mean, Huckabee flew down to visit with Vicente Fox in Mexico. When they came back, he and Robert Trevino, who was his economic advisor at the time, also an officer of LULAC, one of the pro-Hispanic immigration support groups, very activist group, they decided they would offer Mexico a no-cost consulate office to be established in Little Rock. And I documented there was a $1 a year lease Arkansas Rehabilitation Services gave to put the Mexican consulate in Little Rock. And also, I documented that one of the developers, Bob Burrows, in the state of Arkansas, spent $1.2 million to build this Mexican consulate. And Huckabee had to admit all these records were correct. I'm having a hard time finding out why Jim Gilchrist of the Minutemen would support Mike Huckabee with a record like this.
Well, you know, I think that, Jerry, sometimes people are not as sophisticated as you and I are, and they don't do the checking ahead of time. They really don't understand the implications of, you know, their endorsement. And there are a lot of good people backing Mike Huckabee. I can't tell you who I'm endorsing, but certainly I share your concern about what's going on. And I think many good people are really very much misled. We have one of the most important elections in our nation's history coming up, and, well, I don't think we're getting all the facts. Do you? We'll be right back. Go right ahead, Jerry.
Well, you know, as I was saying, this Mexican consulate office in Little Rock that Mike Huckabee set up, completely paid for by the government, you know, the government funds in Arkansas. Mike Huckabee had a $1 a year lease from the Arkansas Rehabilitation Services to house the Mexican consulate until a new consul office was built. And then one of the top developers in the state, Bob Burrows, put $1.2 million of his own funds into buying the land and building this Mexican consulate office. And I asked Governor Huckabee why he went to this trouble. And he said, well, I was trying to get exports for the companies in Arkansas to Mexico. And I said, well, you know, Governor Huckabee, this was not a trade office you were establishing. This was a Mexican consulate office that would spend 90% of its time getting work permits for illegal aliens. And I'm sure you didn't want to put out a sign that said, you know, in Arkansas, illegal aliens welcome here, for the Tyson's Foods and the George's Foods and the other companies in Arkansas that have a history of using illegal immigrants. I said, Governor Huckabee, you weren't doing that for campaign contributions from these corporations in Arkansas, were you? And, of course, Governor Huckabee continued to dodge that question. With that kind of a record, it surprised me that my co-author, Jim Gilchrist, with The Minutemen, The Battle to Secure America's Borders, would endorse Mike Huckabee. And I questioned Jim on it. I called Jim as soon as I heard about the endorsement. And Jim said, well, no, you know, Mike Huckabee, Jim Gilchrist felt he had to endorse one of the top-tier candidates that was likely to win the Republican Party. And I said, Jim, why'd you feel compelled to do that? Maybe they're all bad. Maybe we just need to oppose them all, Republican and Democrat alike. You can't compromise your principles, Dr. Stan. This is what I fundamentally believe.
I agree with you totally, too.
In order to pick a candidate that's going to win a particular political office, I'd rather never go to a White House dinner.
I don't think you're going to be invited to one later.
I don't think it's at risk, Dr. Stan. I don't think I'm getting any Christmas turkeys from the White House anytime near soon. But, you know, I would think if I got one, it would compromise my integrity as a journalist. I mean, I don't think that's what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm supposed to be investigating and reporting. But I said to Jim Gilchrist, okay, so you want to support one of these guys. Why did you pick Mike Huckabee? I said, well, Huckabee had this plan, this secure
Hold that plan. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Dr., of course, he was just saying that he talked to Jim Gilchrist, who was his friend, and asked him why he was endorsing Huckabee. And Jim said, well, he certainly wanted to endorse one of the key people who is one of the top runners, one of the people who would probably get in. So he had endorsed Governor Huckabee. And Governor Huckabee had a plan, and that was one of the things that attracted Jim Gilchrist to Governor Huckabee. So pick the story up there.
Well, Dr. Stan, I asked Jim Gilchrist, what was the plan? And it was this 9-point plan, the Secure America plan. And I read it, and Jim Gilchrist said, you know, this plan is going to have all the illegal immigrants required in 120 days to leave the United States and go back to their countries of origin. And we don't, Jim, that reminds me of the touchback plan that Representative Mike Pence of, you know, Republican from Indiana, had recommended in the 109th Congress, and it got soundly defeated because it seemed like a gimmick. You know, you're not going to have it in 120 days, 20 million people just voluntarily deporting themselves. And Jim said, no, Governor Huckabee said they have to leave. And if they don't leave, they're going to be, when they're found, they're going to be arrested and deported. They're going to be cut off from benefits. And if they're found, when they didn't automatically, self-deport themselves, they won't be able to come back to the United States for 10 years. They said, well, that's fine, Jim, but what about the ones who do self-deport? How quick can they come back? Jim Gilchrist said, no. They have to wait at the end of the line, and they have to only come back to the United States. It may take years for them to come back to the United States in the right order. Well, I researched it. I mean, I actually had known this before I asked Jim Gilchrist. I was kind of disappointed in the first interview. But Mike Huckabee, on December 9th, gave an interview to Fox News to Chris Wallace. And Governor Huckabee was questioned about this, and Governor Huckabee said, no, it won't take years. Maybe weeks, people can come back into the workforce. And Governor Huckabee said, we can clear people electronically on the Internet for credit checks. We can do passport checks within days. We can do background checks. And Governor Huckabee said it shouldn't take years to get a work permit to come here and pick lettuce. So Huckabee told Mike Wallace that this touchback provision and his Secure America plan would take days, maybe weeks, and then people could come back in the workforce. Now, this interview with Mike Wallace and Huckabee occurred 3 days, actually maybe 2 days, before Jim Gilchrist endorsed Huckabee. And I said, now, Jim, had you known about that interview with Mike Wallace? And Jim Gilchrist said, no, he'd never seen it. Well, Jim, you told me when I interviewed you the first time that it was going to take years, and if Governor Huckabee's plan did not take years for these people to stand in line and wait for legal reentry, you were going to have serious reservations about endorsing Huckabee. So, do you have serious reservations, Jim? And Jim said to me, well, I've got to ask Huckabee these questions. I had never seen anything before that required that this repatriation and touchback would only take days, not years. Jim Gilchrist said, I need to talk about Governor Huckabee and I personally, just Governor Huckabee and me. And I've got to reconsider my entire endorsement. Well, Dr. Stan, that was on Monday night. And now, this week, Jim Gilchrist has said, well, he doesn't care anymore. Even if Governor Huckabee does have a guest worker program, and this touchback is going to be a gimmick, they get their reentry papers within days, Jim Gilchrist has made his decision, and he's going to support Huckabee. And tomorrow on WorldNet Daily, I'll have that article. And I'll show that Jim Gilchrist is now not reconsidering anything, but he's going to ride with Huckabee. And this, I think, is a sad day for the Minutemen and for the Secure Border movement, because Jim Gilchrist, who's been a great leader, has now compromised his principles and sided politically with Mike Huckabee just because he thinks Mike Huckabee might win. Dr. Stan, I don't think that's what we're about in politics. I think that this movement is about principles and staying true to the principles and not compromising them for political opportunism or political expediency. And if Jim Gilchrist is now going to try to sell us a Mike Huckabee plan, which is nothing more than the Representative Mike Pence from Indiana's touchback gimmick, got soundly defeated the 109th Congress when the first time the Comprehensive Immigration Reform, the Kennedy-McCain bill was tried to be jammed through the Senate by George Bush. If Jim Gilchrist is going to go back to that old idea and support it with Huckabee, I think we're going to have to defeat it again and defeat Jim Gilchrist in the process. And Dr. Stan, it pains me to say that, because Jim Gilchrist is my co-author in the book, Minutemen, the Battle to Secure America's Borders. And I wrote that book because I believed in Jim. And I'm pained to say today that I'm going to have to reconsider that. And I cannot support Jim if he's going to support Huckabee on this fraudulent plan.
Well, it is unfortunate, and I certainly sympathize with your position you've been put in, Jerry. But you're going to have to make that decision, and so certainly respect whatever decision you make.
Well, Dr. Stan, I'm going to oppose Jim Gilchrist, and I'm going to oppose Mike Huckabee.
All right, fine. Of course, it looks like Huckabee might do very, very well there in Iowa, in the Iowa caucus. He's certainly is appealing to the Christians there. Apparently, Iowa is a fairly conservative Christian state, so it's going to be very interesting to see what happens. And then I think it's going to be very interesting to see what happens in New Hampshire, where, of course, we know that Ron Paul is going to have very strong representation. So it's going to be a lot of exciting things happen in this next month.
And, Dr. Stan, I don't think this is anywhere yet clear, because the American public is not behind any of these candidates in a deep way. In fact, it's good you mentioned Ron Paul. The only candidate in the entire field, Democrat, Republican alike, that I see with strong and deep and committed support is Ron Paul. Ron Paul, one day, just on this Boston Tea Party idea, raised $6 million on the Internet. And that's the most anybody historically has ever raised in one day on the Internet. And I don't think we just ought to dismiss that. I think that's an important indication that Dr. Ron Paul has deep support, and the supporters are principle-driven. I think that's going to be a force to be contended with before we're done with this election cycle.
Well, yeah, I think it's really very interesting. Of course, I'm not in a position, this is a non-profit station we're talking on, here in Santa Cruz, where I live, but certainly Santa Cruz is a very, very liberal area. And yet, of course, you'll see on street corners all across town great big signs saying, vote for Ron Paul. And the people who are holding them up are, not older, more mature, conservative people like you and I. They're the young people. These are kids, 16, 20, 22, University of California graduates. Most of them are fairly liberal. I suspect that they're Democrats, and yet they're backing Ron Paul because he has sort of got the imagination, captured their imagination with this idea that people should be allowed to be free. And this is really so foreign to what's going on. I have a friend who lives over in Silicon Valley, and there are groups over there that are going door to door. And, they have an organized program there, and it's all managed by computer, and they'll hand you a map, and they'll say, check this area out. After you talk to the people in that area, let us know, and we'll block that out so people won't go there again. There really is a grassroots movement, and what the most amazing thing is, why, of course, the average individual is not even hearing about it. It's being totally blacked out by the controlled media.
Well, I was going through an airport. I travel and I give speeches. And I saw this Ron Paul T-shirt. Someone was wearing it in front of me. And looked, it was a young person. And I mean, I've walked through airports now for 6 months. I've never seen a Hillary Clinton T-shirt on anybody, not a single one, or a Mike Huckabee T-shirt, or a Rudy Giuliani T-shirt. But I'm seeing these Ron Paul supporters who are committed, they're passionate. It's the only deep support I can see any candidate's got. Ron Paul supporters are so committed. They'll reach into their pockets and on one day put $6 million across to his campaign on the Internet. Huckabee can't achieve that. Huckabee's about out of the money. And, when you look at these candidates, Huckabee, who I've been, because of Jim Gilchrist, my co-author, I've been focusing on, and his nickname in Arkansas is the Huckster. And it's because he's got this tremendous tendency to reinvent history and do, anytime you ask Mike Huckabee this question, he reinvents history, he shifts ground, and he lies. That's not what the American public are looking for today. They're looking for truth.
Well, I think, of course, Huckabee is playing on the part that he's a Baptist minister, but Baptist ministers should tell the truth under all circumstances. In fact, I saw something on the internet today where they showed the background behind where Huckabee was apparently speaking, and there was sort of a cross there, and they were asking Ron Paul about that, and he says, well, he says, you know, there are other people who are running who are Christians, but I would never put a cross behind myself and play on my Christian beliefs to try to get votes. A point I thought it was quite well made. Anyway, we'll be back in just a moment with our special guest, Dr. Jerome Corsi. All right, Jerry, go pick the story up there.
Well, I said, I think you're right about that commercial with the cross. You know, it's one thing to have Christian beliefs and to live by them.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
the United States so that they can come in, perhaps as part of a guest worker program, to work in the fields. How many people out there honestly think that the 20 million illegal immigrants, some people say there are only 13, but I figure the number 20 million is far more accurate. We know that in 1986 or 1987, when the Reagan administration gave amnesty and they assured the American people that there were only 1 million illegal immigrants here, they promised them, they guaranteed there were only 1 million illegal immigrants, and yet they granted amnesty to 2.7 million, so they weren't telling the truth. And so when they say there are 11 million immigrants or 13 million immigrants now, why, you have to sort of wonder if they're telling the truth again. Well, anyway, I think it's rather ridiculous, and I agree with Dr. Corsi. The idea that these people are going to voluntarily leave this country and then apply to be readmitted when they've already broken the laws to get in and worked here before, I just think it's totally illogical. Go right ahead.
Well, Dr. Stan, Jim Gilchrist and I have spent a lot of time together. I stayed in Jim's home when we wrote the book together. I've been on the border with Jim. I've traveled with Jim. I'm deeply disappointed that he's now endorsed Huckabee. And I was thinking this afternoon, trying to explain it to myself, why Jim felt the need to be part of a political campaign he thought could win. This political, this desire to be in the White House or to be, in the Oval Office is only appealing to people who have never been in the Oval Office. But at any rate, it brought to me one of my interesting images. I think you'll appreciate this, Dr. Stan. I've always wondered all my life, you're driving along the highway, and you're coming along, and suddenly a squirrel jumps out in front of you. You never saw the squirrel, and you run over the squirrel. What? I'm driving down the highway. I didn't want to kill that squirrel. I'm thinking, here's the squirrel sitting by the side of the road, and if all the squirrel did was just sit there, it would have been fine. It sees me coming down the road and says, no, I think I've been found. I got to run out in front of this car, which is the worst decision the squirrel could make. And it forces me to run over it. I'm saying Jim Gilchrist is doing the same thing. He's feeling for some reason or other he's got to endorse somebody now. All he had to do was sit by the side of the road. He didn't have to run out in the middle of everything right now in this primary season and say, I'm going to endorse Huckabee. Nobody ever expected to see Jim Gilchrist jump in the middle of the road like the squirrel. Well, unfortunately, that's the squirrel gets run over by the car. And I never wanted to do it. But, the problem is that an endorsement, a political endorsement that Jim Gilchrist is making is a very highly important act, because here Mike Huckabee was on Larry King last night. And Larry King starts asking, your record, Governor, as Governor of Arkansas, was pretty weak on immigration. And Huckabee, paid for a Mexican consulate with government funds to be set up in Arkansas in Little Rock. He offered a tuition plan for illegal immigrants that was preferential, not as he represented, but only if they'd been in schools for 3 years, not their whole lives and all the other lies Huckabee told about the program. And, Huckabee's got a very weak record. And when Larry King asked him, Huckabee said, well, my record can't be so bad. Jim Gilchrist endorsed me.
I see. Well, that, of course, I think is a terrible tragedy as far as Jim Gilchrist is concerned, because his reputation and ultimately his stature, as the leader of the Minutemen and the Minuteman organization can be discredited because of that.
Well, isn't it what the ancients said, the ancient, Romans, the Stoics said, you spend your whole life developing a reputation, and then in one day you throw it away.
Right.
And unfortunately, I think that's what Jim Gilchrist has done. I think a whole years of building credibility from many of us, myself included, that believed in Jim, now to see him opportunistically endorse a candidate that's clearly flawed like Huckabee is a tragedy for Jim Gilchrist.
Well, I think the tragedy is for Jim. I've interviewed Jim, and I like him very much.
I like him
too. But, I think that sometimes people do irrational things And I really believe that there are forces that sometimes get people to do these irrational
things. World's run in front of cars.
Amen to that. And we can't change it. Jerry, and you're just going to have to put it behind you. And if Jim destroys himself as a result of it, it's not your fault. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this evening is Dr. Jerome Corsi. So, Jerome, is there anything else you'd like to talk about?
Yes, Dr. Stan. I want to pick up on another topic here. I've also been writing. We had the Congress pass the Secure Fence Act of 2006.
No, I mean that 800 or 700 mile, two-layer
right.
fence. And
two-layer fence.
And they're supposed to have it done by this time, weren't they?
Oh, yes. There was a mandated schedule, and if you look at the law, the act that was signed, and George Bush signed it in October 2006 with a big ceremony, and George Bush said, now we're going to really build a fence. And the act had Duncan Hunter, a congressman running for president, Republican from San Diego, wrote the bill. And there are several sections in this bill. It's